Johann Strauss was a kind of pop star of the 19th century. At the Festival of World Peace in Boston in 1872, he played in front of 100,000 people. Any pop star of today would be proud to play at such a concert. What is also suggestive of today's pop stars is that behind the success was a flourishing business and perfect management. The Strauss Orchestra tours always made for headlines, and not only on musical grounds. In 1850, on the way to Warsaw, the musicians were taken for spies and locked in a pigsty, and supposedly only freed following the personal intervention of the Tsarina, to whom Strauss dedicated the Warsaw Polka, which he had composed for this guest appearance. Whether such stories are true or only clever marketing, they were nevertheless good for business. Strauss was particularly popular in Russia, and he also created a furore at the World Exhibition in Paris in 1867. What is strange is that Strauss actually suffered from a fear of travelling. When the train went under a bridge or through a tunnel, he would lay himself flat on the floor of the carriage, and for the famous guest appearance in Boston, he could only be moved by a fee of $100,000. Amazing as it may sound today, the waltz once had something socially revolutionary about it. Right up to the early 19th century, it was frowned on in high society, firstly because it came originally from the peasant milieu, and secondly because in the waltz the body contact is so intimate. With the noble dancers of the Baroque era, one had at most only held hands. The up-and-coming middle class had copied the balls of the nobility and had turned the waltz into an important dance, with thunderous success, and soon the nobility also had the desire to dance the waltz. The first city where one was even able to dance it in court was Vienna. And from out of Vienna, Johann Strauss led the waltz to its ultimate triumph. Only in the presence of the emperor was the waltz to remain forbidden for a long time. But don't worry, there's no emperor around, so you can dance to your heart's content. There's enough space.